Buckle up, folks. What happens when a beloved show slams the brakes and swerves into a completely different lane on its final lap? Euphoria Season 3 happened.
All right, let's get into it. Vixie Steele here, and I'm equal parts curious and appalled. I've got a Black Sabbath hangover, a chipped mug, and a list of receipts on Euphoria's last stand.
Look, here's the setup. Euphoria's third season dropped on HBO in April 2026. 8 episodes wrapped in May 2026, and HBO said, that's it, series over. Sam Levinson's the captain, he adapts the Israeli miniseries, and this time he plants Rue Bennett not just in recovery, but walking a tightrope between faith and the bloody drug trade. Tagline plastered everywhere, may God have mercy. Subtle as a sledgehammer, but I'll give them this, it sets a tone.
You feel that tone in the locations too.
Churches all over Los Angeles. Emmanuel Presbyterian on Wilshire, New Life Community in Lincoln Heights, and the episode titles, westerns and Bible nods. The whole thing shifts from teen melodrama to frontier morality play with a side of cartel light. I mean, how did we go from glitter at a school dance to a proper crime saga? It's like someone swapped out your teenage diary for No Country for Old Men overnight. Yeah, no, I get the ambition, but Jesus Christ, the whiplash. To be fair, visually, it's outrageous. Shot entirely on Kodak film, 35mm with Panavision Anamorphics, plus big chunky 65mm. And Kodak cooked up a custom stock for them. Beretta 200D 5206, both formats. Television getting a bespoke emulsion. That's rock star behaviour. Season 3 widens to CinemaScope. Characters look tiny against this world that wants to eat them. Levinson says it's about objectivity. Feel the world around the characters, and you do. The frame feels like a warning label. And the cast fills those enormous frames with a lot of intensity. Zendaya back as Rue, obviously. Hunter Schafer, Jacob Elordi, Sydney Sweeney, Alexa Demi, Maud Apatow. Eric Dane as Cal Jacobs in his final performance. He passed from ALS in February 2026 after finishing his work, which hits pretty hard when you're watching. Martha Kelly's Laurie and Chloe Cherry's Faye get bumped up to main. That alone tells you we're trekking deeper into the underworld. Adewale Akinoye Agbaje shows up as Alamo Brown, Toby Wallace as Wayne. Then you've got the shiny guest slate. Sharon Stone, Marshawn Lynch, Rosalia. Los Angeles glitz meets holy guilt. I swear, only in this town.
And look, there's grief built into this season. Angus Cloud died in 2023. He was supposed to be the backbone of this chapter. They used archival footage of Fezco in the finale. It's a tribute. It's a goodbye. And it reshaped the scripts. You can feel the absence like a missing drum track. The band keeps playing, but the groove is gone. Production was chaos on ice.
WGA strike in 2023. Plans froze. Timelines melted. Then principal photography finally kicked off in January 2025. Strip club interiors first, of course they did. Zendaya crushed a compressed schedule. About 8 months of work packed into roughly 4. She wrapped by June 2025. Everybody else shot in waves through November 2025. It's a miracle the thing holds together at all. Respect where it's due on logistics. Which brings me to the big grenade. The music. Why did the swap from Labyrinth to Hans Zimmer light the fanbase on fire? I'll tell you why. First, Labyrinth wasn't just background noise. He was Euphoria's bloodstream. The choir, the synths, the aching weirdness. It encoded the show's identity. Then, in March 2026, Labyrinth nopes out publicly and pulls his catalogue. Zimmer ends up the sole credited composer. And listen, mate, Zimmer's a legend. I've moshed to his scores in my kitchen. But dropping a whole new sonic religion in the final season is madness.
So why did this set fans off?
Three reasons. First, identity. Labyrinth's sound felt integral. Second, tone. Zimmer's palette here leans cinematic steel. Big, polished, sometimes austere. Euphoria used to bleed. critics said the new sound felt lifeless in places, one outlet showcased fans calling it all-inclusive resort elevator music. Brutal, but not surprising. And third, timing. You do not rip the theme out of your show's ribcage weeks before premiere and expect hearts and minds to adjust. Music supervisor Keir Lehman has said across a long series you need sonic continuity. Themes help anchor character and situation. This season became a case study in breaking that rule and paying the price.
Was there good?
Sure.
Zendaya's work is ridiculous. The cinematography's a trophy case. That custom Kodak stock is chef's kiss. But critics were split. Rotten Tomatoes, 37%. Metacritic, 56%. The crime pivot ruffled feathers. Some argued female characters got shoved towards sex work without enough commentary. And me? I'm sitting here like, can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed? You widen the frame to feel reality, but sometimes the scripts felt hollow inside that gorgeous box.
Honestly, I've seen pub bands handle lineup changes with more grace. If you disagree, call in, scream at me, send me your playlists. I want to hear the moments where Zimmer's cues moved you. I'm not a hater, I'm a coherence addict. Keep the identity, evolve the edges. You don't repaint your bike mid-downhill and wonder why you crashed.
Quick tangent, story time. Years ago, I'm at a music festival. The headliner is this gnarly punk act I love. Last minute, management swaps them for a glossy pop DJ with foam cannons. No warning, no vibe match, just confetti and a four on the floor kick. Crowd went silent, then angry, then drunk out of spite. That's what the Euphoria Season 3 score felt like. Not bad music per se, wrong headliner for the night you promised.
Thinking about it still drains me.
The entertainment industry loves to pull rugs and then hand you the broom.
Bloody hell.
Look, final word. Euphoria's last season is a paradox. Big, brave visuals, a faith-soaked arc for Rue, a crime world detour that sometimes works and sometimes eats its own tail. Hans Zimmer brought muscle, but the last-minute identity transplant rattled the cage. And in the middle of all that, tributes to Angus Cloud and the final turn from Eric Dane give the show a heavy heart it didn't always know how to carry. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. If you reinvent, honour your roots. If you pivot, bring the audience with you. And for the love of everything loud, do not switch the soul of your show at the 11th hour.
That's today's dose of reality. That's a wrap.
Fix it, society. I'll be back tomorrow, loud as ever. And if anyone tries to swap my soundtrack again, I'm bringing a megaphone and a very creative vocabulary. Fuck around if you want.